Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Reign King Jesus. This is from the studio recording called Kingdom Come. This particular song came to me way back on January 7th in 2008. Psalm 146 verse 10 says this, "The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord." The story behind this song is this. Over the past few months of 2007, the Lord had been leading me to remember my calling and my first love as it relates to the kingdom of God and to the body of Christ. In my view, we sometimes separate the two, but the Lord never intended that separation. We are to seek first the kingdom of God, and we are to be a living, thriving, relational body within that kingdom. As we walk in relationship of intimate worship with Jesus, that relationship permeates our human relationships as well. As we exalt Christ in all we do and lift Him up, He does what? He draws men to Himself. For the past several years, Melinda and I had been involved with the body in a place we always thought we would be for the rest of our lives. We really did. But it became apparent after several years to my wife and I that the body of believers we had helped establish so many years ago was no longer the place the Lord would have us call home. That was a grievous moment for us. The grief I felt at leaving was helped somewhat, though, by the truth that it was indeed the Lord calling us away. But that didn't bring a stop to the pain. The very next day, my heart was in complete turmoil as I wrestled with the Lord as to whether or not I was hearing or sensing Him correctly. As I learned to pray such a long time ago now, I began to pray again. "My Father in heaven, holy and exalted is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." As I began to ask the Lord to show me what His kingdom truly looked like in my particular calling away moment, this song began to fill my heart. Even when staying put where I had been for all those years would have been a good thing, I desired God's best and asked Him to show me what His kingdom coming in this part of my life could possibly mean. All I can hear these days is to remind the body of Christ that Christ is King and is to be praised regardless of our situations. The world will see and hear and know that God is on the throne when we, the believers, act like it. My beliefs transcend my human ability to understand a God. Even our best theology isn't quite adequate to fully explain. He's just so much more. My faith transcends my human need to be understood by those around me, or to even understand everything myself. Because man's attempts at religious institutions aren't adequate to fully explain a God who is unexplainable. My hope transcends the written Word of God in the sense that, while I love the Word of God, hear me now, I love the Word of God, I don't have a relationship with a book. The book guides me to the living, breathing, intimately indwelling Word of God. He is Jesus Christ. He lives in me. The King of the universe lives in me, and if He is King, I will follow wherever He leads, even if that means leaving a place I thought I would always call home. In what areas do you need to see His kingdom come today? In what areas in your life, in the life of the flock you lead, do you need to see His kingdom come? Use this song to help remind yourself and others that there is one King and that He rules over every circumstance of life, if we will let Him.
The King is coming, prepare for him the way. Yes, he is coming on a horse of white. When is he coming? Morning, noon, or night? Oh, he is coming, make a way. The King is coming, prepare for him the way. Yes, he is coming on a horse of white. When is he coming? Morning, noon, or night? And he is clothed in a robe that is dipped in blood, poured from the vein of redeeming love. He died and rose again, and now he reigns above, and Jesus is his name.
Father, we do declare that Jesus Christ, King of Kings, reigns in us, right here, right now. Thank you for your presence with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Revelation 19, verse 11 says this, "Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war." Let's do this. Let us bow our knees to the King who is called Faithful and True this week. Let us seek first his kingdom and his righteousness by seeking first intimacy with him. The truth is, he reigns regardless of what our circumstances might be. He reigns in spite of how we might feel and in spite of what the world around us is doing. Bottom line, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and he reigns. Let's let him reign in our lives today. We can do that. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. I'm kind of proud of this because this is my wife's jewelry business. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, beautiful, just amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, if you haven't already done so, would you subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine? It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set to go. And if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you just take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing creation of this podcast, the cost that it incurs, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple. It's easy. You might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship at All in All Church. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. And don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have a couple of fantasy book series for young people. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a thriller called The Short Life. So check them out at Amazon. Just put my name in the search bar and you'll find all kinds of good stuff. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song from today's podcast, Reign King Jesus, from the studio recording Kingdom Come, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, let me leave you with this, because this is good news. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.